بسم الله يا ابو الابن والروح القدس الان واحد امين. تحل علينا نعمته وبركته من الان والابد امين. النهارده الحد الثالث من شهر كياك. Today is the third day, Sunday of the blessed month of كياك. And we read the third installment of the reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke. And today's reading is about the visit of our Mother of God, the Theotokos, and Mary to her kinswoman, Saint Elizabeth. So here is the Queen Mother going to the house of a priest. As such, it is a surprise visit in many ways. The Queen Mother is visiting the house of a priest. Imagine that the Queen Mother of England comes and visits me, so that will be a great occasion, and I'll open the door and here is the Secret Service and all the entourage protecting the Queen Mother. So when Saint Elizabeth saw Saint Mary, she saw the multitudes of angels coming with Saint Mary, and she fixated her eyes on Saint Mary and went into praise to Saint Mary. Saint Elizabeth was also surprised because she hid her pregnancy from everybody. She was in hiding. But nonetheless, the Mother of God, Our Lady Saint Mary, knew by the Spirit and from the Annunciation that Saint Elizabeth was pregnant. So the praise goes, blessed are you among women and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And Saint Mary answers and says, my soul magnifies the Lord. She did greet Saint Elizabeth and she did serve her many days, cooking and cleaning. So that was not a slight to Saint Elizabeth when Saint Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord. For that is what she knows, that what she sees all the time. The Lord is in front of her, around her, all the time. And she is praising the Lord in every step, while she's cooking or cleaning or doing errands. Saint Mary is praising the name of the Lord. And she says, my soul magnifies the Lord. And if she stands before the Lord each and every second and moment of her life, then she could be counted with those who are standing before the Lord all their time, namely the angels. And our church teaches us that she is indeed among the angels, in front of all of them. Therefore, when we praise her before the angels, before we praise the angels. And her hymn and her praise lived to be sung by all generations and every church. My soul magnifies the Lord. I'd like to contemplate with you today on the word magnify. And I don't want this to be a lesson in English because I'm not qualified to be an English teacher. But magnification is the form that things take when we enlarge them, like in optics. If somebody hands me a paper scribbled with very tiny scripture, I need a magnifying glass so I can magnify things. I can magnify what's written and I can read it. Also, soldiers in the field use magnifying binoculars so that you can see the enemy from far away. So to magnify means to exalt, to put in a place of honor, to glorify, or to make very large. We have a paint master here who painted very large icons here in the church so that it helps us focus while we are in the worship. And while we are driving on the highway, we see billboards, very large billboards, with very bold letters on them or phone numbers so that it can focus our attention even while we are driving 60 or 70 miles per hour, so that we can remember the phone number, and when we go home, we call and order pizza and the likes. So to magnify is to keep in focus, make large, and the opposite of it is to reduce. So if I reduce something in my mind or in my vision, it becomes neglected. The Mother of God focuses us on one thing to magnify and one thing to look at. My soul magnifies the Lord. We ask her intercession that lesson will be with us for a little while. For when I look at the things that I magnify, when I want to keep the vision of the Lord away from me, or when I'm neglecting to look at the Lord, I magnify many things. For example, I magnify myself. So my self-image and my ego become so large that I cannot see anything except myself. Nobody can scratch me. I'm the most important person. I blow myself out of proportions. And I build fortifications around my ego and my psyche, so nobody can puncture me. I can magnify myself. As such, I don't see anything in the world except myself. Even the saints and the holy sometimes magnify their soul and their spirit. They keep worshiping in isolation. They don't look at the world around them, and they magnify their psyche and their spirit. And that happens to mighty people like Elijah the prophet. One day he thought he is the only one who is worshiping God, and sent Abu Makarius. One day also asked the Lord if anybody else is worshiping him, and the Lord invariably says, okay, you have blown your psyche, you have blown your spirit way out of proportion. You didn't see the multitude of people who are worshiping me. So magnify my spirit. Sometimes we magnify idols. I make for myself a golden calf, and I magnify that idol, and I worship that idol. The Israelites, after being saved by the mighty hand of the Lord, when Moses climbed on the mountain to receive the tablets, they went to Aaron and said, we don't know where is this man Moses. Make us a golden calf. Here is our jewelry, and give him their jewelry. And they built a golden calf and worshipped it and said, behold Israel, these are the gods that brought you out of Egypt. And I can build for myself an idol of food. My soul magnifies the food. Like it happened once in the story of Jacob and his brother Esau. Or I can magnify money, or I can magnify whatever I like to worship. My soul magnifies X or Y or Z. Also, people magnify their leaders sometimes. They elevate them to the status of God. So my soul magnifies whoever is in power. And those leaders mislead their countries and their people and end in complete destruction because we put those people in the place of God. Whatever it is, whatever I magnify, it's not the right thing. And it's not the way the sons and daughters of Christ should live. We have in the Mother of God the example of how to magnify the Lord from our soul, our heart, and our mind all the time. We ask you, O Saint, full of grace, to keep us focused on the image of our Lord Jesus Christ and his salvation. She said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in his salvation. The Lord should be the focus of my attention whenever and wherever I am, in the church and outside the church, at work, or even in the store, or wherever I am. May the intercession of the Mother of God be with us so that we can learn from her the many examples of her behavior. May she be interceding on our behalf that the Lord may bless our church, bless our servants, bless our homes, and to the name of the Lord of Saint Mary and our Lord is all glory forever. Amen.